946, 14 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm not going to play it again. I'm not going to waste the time. But the infamous Ferris Bueller quote, who knows anything about tariffs? Bueller? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? That's Ben Stein from the movie Ferris Bueller talking about Smoot-Hawley and tariffs. And we thought we'd talk about tariffs with Alex Durante, economist at the Tax Foundation. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You know, we got a special session going on in Louisiana now, trying to redo the state's tax code. Very complicated stuff, not necessarily as directly cause and effect related as you would think in some cases. But when it, as it relates to tariffs, is it that complicated or not?
I don't really think it's that complicated at all, to be honest. I mean, if you look at the, you know, we have a lot of academic literature on this, a lot of evidence, you know, going back several decades now, and I think the evidence you know, shows pretty conclusively that tariffs hurt the economy and fall disproportionately on consumers and businesses in America, and that's who's going to be bearing the cost of the tariffs.
And again, maybe we should start with a basic definition. We presume people know, but they don't. What is a tariff by definition?
Yes. So tariff is simply a tax on imports. So it's a tax that is largely you know, passed on to consumers and businesses at the point of sale.
I want to bring the audience in, by the way, on this, our Okunard Jeweler Talking text line at 504-260-1870. If y'all have any questions about President Trump's plans here on tariffs, what is it that President Trump has proposed to do?
Right. So President Trump has proposed two things. So under his first administration, he enacted tariffs on a variety of Chinese goods. He is proposing to raise those tariffs to between 60% and 100%. I believe the highest of those right now in some tranches of goods are about 25%. And then in addition to that, he's also proposed a universal tariff between 10 and 20% on all U.S. imports. And, you know, we have plenty of evidence from just, you know, the China tariffs that those hurt the economy and that consumers were forced to pay higher prices because of them. And I think there's no reason to think that, you know, that we would see a different result, you know, if we were to go further in this direction and increase tariffs and introduce new ones even more broadly.
So what is his end goal here, and where does the train run off the tracks?
Yeah, so I think Trump is coming at this from really two angles. So one is that he wants to offer protection, you know, to certain domestic U.S. industries. And I think what we've seen, you know, from recent experience is that while tariffs might help, you know, certain industries in the U.S., you know, they disproportionately impact the economy in the aggregate. And the reason for this is that a lot of the China tariffs that were implemented under his administration targeted what's called these intermediate goods. Mm-hmm. So these are goods that are used as inputs in a different production. So, you know, as one example, I mean, Trump imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum. You know, that might have been good for the steel and aluminum producers, but, you know, for businesses that use steel and aluminum in their production process, let's say like the automobile industry, for instance, you know, now, you know, their input costs rise. So it's now more expensive, you know, to produce cars. And then those costs ultimately get passed on to consumers who now have to pay, you know, higher prices for their automobiles. And so that's kind of the first angle. And then the second angle is that Trump is very concerned about this thing called the trade deficit. So to put it simply for your listeners, the U.S. imports a lot more than we export. And, you know, some people think that's a bad thing, but it really isn't, because, you know, you think about China in this case. Now China saves a lot more than the U.S. because, you know, they export more than us. They don't have a very large consumer market there. And what does that mean for us? Well, because they save a lot more, you know, they're willing to invest their dollars in the U.S. You know, the U.S. is the global reserve currency. A lot of countries, you know, they really want to hold the U.S. dollar. And what that means is that we get more investment from abroad, and they're also just willing to lend more money to us, which means that, you know, we can keep we could borrow more cheaply, you know, than we would be able to otherwise, and that allows us, you know, to consume more than we would under an alternative scenario, where we weren't the global reserve currency. So I think Trump is just fundamentally, misinformed, across these two dimensions here.
So what would it look like if the president gets his way and he institutes the tariff, in your opinion, the Tax Foundation's opinion, if these tariffs go through, what would it look like to the consumer?
Well, tariffs, to put it very simply, they make the U.S., poorer. Your dollar doesn't go as far along as it would in the absence of the tariff. So I'll give you a very, quick, simple example here. Let's say that I purchase, a laptop from, Japan for $1,000. And let's say Trump imposes, his 20% universal tariff. So now I'm going to be paying an extra $200, so $1,200 at the point of sale for this laptop. That is $200 I have less to spend elsewhere in the economy. So what that means is that the economy has to shrink overall because I'm spending less money in other sectors. So while maybe domestic, say, laptop production sector, might benefit, but it comes at a great cost in the aggregate. And as I was saying, I think the one thing that we learned from this recent election is that consumers really hate higher prices. They really they punished, I think, the current administration for the recent wave of inflation that we had. And I think given that the voters sent a very clear signal, it's very unclear to me why we would want to move in a direction that could lead to a higher prices for voters.
So what does this mean with other countries? Because tariffs work both ways, right?
No, that's exactly right. So one of the things we did see from Trump's first term is that when the tariffs were imposed on China, and when we enacted tariffs on steel and aluminum, other countries did retaliate with their own tariffs, and that actually hurt our export markets, especially in the Great Plains states, like Iowa, because one of our key exports, to a lot of these countries, was food and other agricultural products. So really, we were hurt on both ends. I mean, consumers and businesses were hurt from the initial round of tariffs, and then the retaliatory tariffs, hurt U.S. markets even further.
So the tariffs are going to raise prices. Then the consumer has a choice, pay it or not, right? Or not?
Well, either way, you think about it this way, the whole idea behind tariffs is to make the domestic goods relatively cheaper. But when I say relatively, that means the domestic goods.
Not net cheaper, but in comparison.
Exactly, in comparison. But what that means is that overall, I mean, the domestic good and import good are both more expensive, right, relatively speaking. So at the end of the day, even if the consumer chooses to purchase the relatively cheaper domestic product, they're still paying more than they would have in the absence of the tariffs, because if the tariffs didn't exist, they would have purchased the import good. That would have been cheaper, and they would have been paying less money, as a result.
I only got 10 seconds here, but is it, Alex, as simple as if you say you can't tax a business, basically a tariff, because it gets passed on to the consumers, if you put a tariff, then what you're doing is basically taxing the business, which is going to then get passed along to the consumer, same argument?
Yep, that's exactly right. And I think the economic evidence speaks to that. They found almost complete pass-through of the tariffs. So what that means is that, contrary to what Trump said, the tariffs were not being borne by Chinese companies. They're being borne by American businesses and consumers.
All right, thank you, Alex. Appreciate your time. Alex Durante, economist at the Tax Foundation. Those in favor of tariffs, there you go. You'll get your way. If you don't like them, then you won't get your way. We'll be back, WWL.